This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Imagine you're getting ready to take a little time for yourself. Need to get a little work done. Decide to go to a hotel. So you've got a few choices to make for this overnight stay. Do you want the big, full-service facility with everything you could possibly need? Or do you go with an exclusive boutique that just takes 10 or 20 guests?
For patients in many states, planning for certain medical procedures has become more like planning a stay in a hotel. Rather than a traditional hospital, they can choose a specialty surgical hospital. Many of these boutique hospitals are owned by surgeons who refer their own patients. The surgeons can earn income twice on a patient, as a doctor and as a hospital owner. Full service and community hospitals complain that specialty hospitals are threatening their survival by skimming off the most profitable insured surgical patients. Surgeons say small specialty hospitals give patients a better experience. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Baton Rouge.
Lafayette and Baton Rouge are in the Cajun heart of fried seafood country.
You have a bed over there, Hope?
Catfish, shrimp, etouffee, po' boy sandwiches. In Bayou country, the batter is not about baseball, and the oh-so-good food will eventually kill you.
What kind of medical history do you have?
My daddy had a major heart attack. He died of cerebral hemorrhage.
The emergency room here at Our Lady of the Lake General Hospital is an integral part of this region's health care, its first line of defense. Like many emergency rooms and burn centers and intensive care units, this hospital emergency room is not a money maker, it's a money loser.
The question is, how are we going to pay for it? We are losing the ability that we once had.
Bob Davidge has been Our Lady of the Lake's CEO for the last 25 years.
Every hospital in the country cost shifts to cover the shortfall in Medicare, Medicaid, charity patients, bad debt patients. It's all shifted to the private paying patient. When these facilities focus on just the paying patient, then we lose that ability to cost shift.
The facilities that Davidge is talking about are specialty surgical hospitals, and they have begun popping up all over Baton Rouge and Lafayette, six in the last 5 years. Cardiac surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery. Surgeons are learning here that they can bypass traditional acute care hospitals and start their own specialty hospital. But Davidge says that in order for his full-service hospital to stay viable, he needs the surgeons to operate at Our Lady of the Lake, not start their own hospital.
The neuro hospital that is yet to open, we forecast will cost to the bottom line $2.5 million. That's just about 25% of our bottom line from operations. So that's a big, big hit.
Think of these specialty surgical centers as hospitalettes. Most don't have emergency rooms or intensive care units. It used to be that the federal government regulated where and how many new hospitals could be built. But in the mid-1980s, the Reagan administration abolished those laws. Now the national landscape is a hodgepodge of state legislation. Some states still strictly control how many new hospitals are built and what kind of medical services they must offer. But some states have abolished those controls. And it is in these states that specialty hospitals have begun to proliferate. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, South Dakota, Arizona, and California. And there's been such a rush in Louisiana that some conservative Republican state senators have begun to object.
The last thing I want would be to wake up and find no acute care hospital in a community with four specialty hospitals. That's a recipe for disaster.
Tom Shedler represents what is called the North Shore area, from Lake Pontchartrain down into the city of New Orleans. He got involved when his district's general hospital lost 30% of its cardiac surgery business after the cardiac surgeons there built their own specialty hospital. That hospital has been such a success that the orthopedic surgeons in Shedler's district are now building their own specialty hospital.
And keep in mind, these facilities are only going into areas that the demographics lend themselves to high Medicare rates and private insurance. You don't see any hospitals being built like this in an inner city that has a vast amount of uninsured or Medicaid patients, because it'd be totally unprofitable.
But Shedler couldn't even get his legislation curbing the growth of specialty hospitals out of the Health and Welfare Committee he chairs. The surgeons organized and spent some money. They were even able to get the legislators' own family physicians to call and lobby them. The committee listened to their doctors. Shedler was roundly defeated.
Hi, how you doing? Help you find someone.
Walk into a specialty hospital like Surgical Specialty Center in Baton Rouge, and it's like walking into no hospital you've ever been in before. At the front door is a greeter, like they have at Walmart.
Afternoon. Help you find someone today?
Surgical Specialty Center Hospital is just down the street from Our Lady of the Lake. When you pull into the hospital's driveway, there's a sign that says, "No emergency room or labor and delivery facilities at this hospital." Inside, it's airy and brand new, and the service you get here is that of a high-end hotel.
You can see this large alcove of glass that looks out on the skyline.
Dr. Thomas Hansbrough is an otolaryngologist, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and one of the founding doctors of Surgical Specialty Center. He owns it along with 42 other area surgeons, representing 7 different specialties.
There will always be a need for full-service hospitals, especially for patients with terminal illnesses, with severe trauma. I feel that some of these full-service facilities may have to refocus themselves on these specific demands and become focused care centers for those types of cases, just like we have become a focused care facility for surgery.
Hansbrough is painting a potentially new picture of the country's hospital landscape. In this landscape, there is a wealth of hospitals, with the specialty hospitals owned by the surgeons who operate in them. No patients parked on stretchers in the hallways, no hospital bureaucratic quagmires. When the cutting begins, it is in big, state-of-the-art operating rooms using the most advanced equipment in the world. And it doesn't cost a dime more than if the surgery was done at Our Lady of the Lake Hospital. The doctors operate only on their healthiest patients in this setting, and that's by design. Specialty hospitals are not equipped for unexpected complications. If that does happen, the patient must be rushed by ambulance to an acute care hospital. And that's the general hospital's complaint, that they're mostly left with the sicker patients who have multiple diagnoses and are potential money losers. Last year, spurred by the explosion of small surgical hospitals in his state, Louisiana Senator John Brough crafted and passed an 18-month national moratorium on new specialty hospitals. Since the moratorium went into effect, the federal government, in the form of the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, has been studying the issue, and some of the commission's initial findings point the direction the government is heading. For example, they're finding that while full-service hospitals do indeed take a financial hit whenever specialty hospitals open, they usually find ways to recover some of that lost revenue. Operating room schedules suddenly become more flexible, turnaround times are shortened, equipment is upgraded. It is unlikely that the Bush administration, which enjoys broad support from doctors, will want to put a stop to the new competition specialty hospitals provide. And that worries the full-service hospital supporters around the country. Our Lady of the Lake CEO, Bob Davidge.
To take more and more pain services out of the hospital will have to change. We simply cannot sustain what we're doing if everybody's opening up a facility and getting another 25% bite. We'll have to cut the cloth to fit the pattern. But it won't be the quality of facility that you're looking at today.
The moratorium on building specialty hospitals ends this coming June, and the full-service hospital's greatest champion in the U.S. Congress, John Brough, will retire when the new session begins next year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.